they believe us.
About setting boundaries is letting people know up front. Don't wait no whole year or two like my husband did when I had different issues for him to present to his family members.
It'll blow over.
And then every time it's something else.
Y'all did all of this stuff. You did this.
Alan and Eve, you'd have to
believe. Right, exactly.
Assuming.
Exactly. Boundaries. Now, you had a good point that you brought up to me a couple times with incidents in our marriage. Mm. Who should say something?
Oh, definitely. When you something should say happened something.
To their when their family member say something, should the spouse say something or should the family member to how would you the family member?
No. I think you should take care of your family and I should take care of mine. Because you never know how your spouse is going to say it and how your family is going to react to how that makes a bigger mess. Take care of your own
because
family.
Because some people you know hear it different. Some people might
They hear what they want to hear. Right. And they take away from it what they want to take away from it. I could say it just like this, but somebody might be like, oh, they shot me. And they, you know, they going through all of this. And all I'm trying to do is express myself. And we got nowhere.
You
know your family. I know my family. So it's better for, in my opinion, for you to handle your own family. Because if I say it, they might not like how I say it.
The wife's like, hey, man, yeah, because they ain't never going to like what I heard. All right.
But that's what I'm saying.
So you're saying every situation.
Yes. Unless you have a relationship with the family. If y'all are able to communicate effectively, y'all are close like that, like they are your true family member. Right. I don't feel like your family is my true family members. I'm just being honest I have to. Right. I don't feel any connection to them in any way.
Right.
So why would I then feel like I need to approach them? And I'm pretty sure we both feel the same way. They don't feel connected to me, I'm sure. You get what I'm saying? So that just does not make sense. That is not going to go right. Do you think it's going to go right?
Probably not. But now it's another problem.
Okay, what's the other problem?
Do you let things go? Because what if it's small or big? Or do you constantly keep telling your spouse everything? Or I feel like it could maybe it's small. Do you tell everything to your spouse? Do you communicate everything?
You communicate everything because those little ones will build up and now you explode.
It's a big
snowball. You explode and now you say, 3 months ago they did it. You should have brought that up 3 months ago if you felt that way. Don't wait until now you're exploding. Because if you tell your spouse these little things, it's affecting them.
Right.
It's affecting them. I don't care how small it is. It's not small to them, apparently, if they are affected by it. It's not small. You know what I'm saying? So I would say tell them and communicate with them your feelings, because that's where we at with it.
And when we say boundaries, we are talking about to set up those that you don't tell all and everything about your marriage to your spouse, to your family or your friend. If you're telling all the bad stuff to your family and friends, they're going to look at your spouse as somebody who just does wrong, who just a terrible individual. But you know that you play a part in the arguments and the disagreements and stuff, but they only get one side. And when you tell your family, sometimes you just happen just to tell your side and that's it, because you saw it like that. The argument went the way you thought. But in reality, both of y'all played a part in it. So maybe you should talk to somebody wise. Don't go and tell your family and friend, because sometimes they could be biased. And if they're not, we can understand that. But your spouse is not going to be okay with you talking to your family and friend about the problem.
Especially if they don't get along. Why would you be doing that anyway? That's probably why they don't get along, because you running back crying to your mama, your daddy about your marital issues. They marriage ain't even doing that well. So why are you going to them? I'm saying for the parents who ain't doing well. I don't know if they are or they not. Right. But I'm just saying, I'm using that as an example. Maybe their relationship is not on point where they are even able to give you good advice. And or if you know that your parents or family members don't really care for your spouse, why are you going to them? That just makes no sense to me.
Right. Right.
And where's the leave and cleave? Everybody say they a Christian, but where's the leave and cleave and being with your wife or your husband?
Exactly. So somebody be like, well, what do I tell my family? Do I tell good stuff then? Do I just tell them all good stuff about the relationship? Or
well, why do you got to tell them anything? Yes, we doing fine. We doing good. Why do you have to break down your relationship and what's going on in your household to your family members? Whose business is that?
But unless y'all in danger.
We're not talking about no danger. Right, we're talking about everyday life.
I'm just saying, if people on the internet, they're a little out there.
Nobody say nothing about no danger.
Right. But we want to point that out. If you're in danger or something, or whatever.
If I'm in danger, I don't want you to go, oh, my daddy did it. What they going to do? I'm just asking.
No, I understand.
What are they going to do?
I just want to point that out for the people that's out there in the world that don't understand. We're saying if you're in danger, yes, tell your family. But if it's not any danger or anything like that, keep the marriage and all the information.
I still don't understand in danger what your family's supposed to do. No, I'm just asking you.
No, I'm trying.
If I'm in danger, you calling your parents.
No, but you calling your parents. Not me calling my parents. I'm talking about you talking to your parents. They say you had a, mother.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They have a mother and father, and they in danger.
Oh, okay.
They in trouble.
See, you got to make that clear.
My bad. Yeah, okay, let me make this crystal out there to y'all.
Yes.
You're in danger. You can tell your family members, right. You know, your brother, the sister, or something. You in trouble.
I was about to say, what this?
But if you tell your family members, they probably like, no, you just going to run right back to them. No. You know, some people just go right back to them.
Exactly. So drama that's pointless field and too, stuff. Right.
Because you constantly tell, you know, all your drama to your family member, we going to look at y'all marriage like, this person is toxic. You should get out of there. But you're like, no, I should stay. They really love me. And now you arguing with your family members about, you told me all this information.
That's true.
You told me all the bad stuff he done and they done and all this other stuff.
And then we supposed to look at this person like, yeah, we like you.
And now you was still like, oh, now we supposed to be happy and cheerful when y'all say good things. Oh, he did this or she did that and da-da-da-da. They like, no. No, you just told me they did this to you.
But it's really not your family's business, whether it's your family or my family. It's no one's business what's going on in your marriage. At the end of the day, people are going to have their opinions and feel how they feel about your spouse anyway. You ain't even got to tell them nothing. They already assuming and coming up with their own conclusions with innate mental issues.
Right. And another thing. Don't bring conversations to your family. Don't ask if it's... Have a conversation with your spouse. Because if it could be finances, you try to ask your family member for money, knowing that your spouse could have something wrong with that. So that's another thing of boundaries. Hey, y'all might think it's small. It's nothing. I just asked my dad for $50. I just asked my mom for $100. Trust me, that could be a problem in your marriage. If you're asking for money and you knowing your spouse is like, why would you do that?
Yeah, why would you do
or
this?
Family.
Especially because you're bringing them into, oh, what's going on over there? And now you kind of, sometimes you got to give an explanation on why you need this money.
Right.
You know, so.
Oh, another thing I just thought about it too that popped in my head. Thank you, Jesus. If you have a friend that you used to sleep with, cut it off because that's not going to be okay. I don't care what the spouse said. Oh, it's fine. Oh, you hang out with that person. That's cool. Trust me, later on, or they might bring it up in an argument that you still hanging around with. Fellas, cut it off. Don't talk to nobody.
Right.
To anybody that's been a friend or we slept together one time, but we're good friends. We got buddy buddies. I'm telling you, when you get married.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, it is. You're going to have to cut people off. You're going to set boundaries in your marriage because that's going to be toxic. And a person's going to be in their feelings, but they have the right to be because you did sleep with that person. Now y'all hanging out. We only go, it's their birthday and they invited me. Tell y'all, that's a problem. Set up boundaries and don't do that.
I remember you was trying to do that
before
one time.
We got married, right?
And it don't matter you got married or not. Right. That didn't seem right. Like you slept with her, but y'all all still hanging out and she married and that's weird. Like, no.
Right.
But at first I didn't really see an issue with it. Until I talked to my brother, he was like, damn, don't do it.
No.
My brother gave some really good advice on that. He was saying, like, no, that's not a good idea. And I'm glad that, you know, you made a conscious decision not to go because that could have possibly been issues because I let you go, you went. We didn't see any issues from it in the beginning and that could have carried on into the marriage. And now I'm like, I don't like this no more. well, it's been like this. Right. So now all of a sudden you feel some type of way. It's just not a good idea. No.
No. And I'm pretty sure, ladies, any fake brothers, he's just my brother. Everything over. You shouldn't be insecure. Everything's fine. He ain't going to like it. Your husband's not going to be okay with it. Maybe it might be a small percent, maybe a 5, 3% guys might be somewhat. They lying. They okay with it. But trust me. Let's set up the boundary. Yeah. Cut that off.
But one thing I want to point out is it's crazy because we was somewhat in the same circle. So you knew most of my guy friends, which was crazy. Yeah. We didn't know that at the time, but you knew a lot of the people that I knew. And but the thing was, I wasn't a thought box, so I wasn't out. You don't know anyone that I've ever slept with. You don't, you didn't, yeah, no. So all of my guy friends that I said were my friends were truly my friends. So we do have some females out here that just have friends. Now, ladies, once you get married, if your husband feels uncomfortable, you got to cut them off. I said in marriage. I didn't say he your boyfriend and now you cutting off all your friends and family members for a boyfriend and now y'all broke up and you like, hey, y'all, I'm back. Don't nobody want no.
Right. Stay over there. Get out of here.
Exactly, because the next time somebody come around and say they don't like it and they just your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you going to get cut off again. So just keep it the way it is.
Right, exactly. So, again, Monica, let the people know. You got anything you want to add? You want to throw your little comment in? You want to say?
Well, say you know, it. I always have something to say.
Say it, girl. But, it's your time to shine.
I just want to say that
it's Eve Kia time to shine, y'all.
I just want to say, if you are a mother-in-law, father-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law, everybody I would just suggest that you just mind your own business. I'm just saying, mind your own business, and you will probably have a good relationship with your brother or sister, with your child. But when you try to intervene in somebody's marriage or somebody's relationship, and then you get cut off and then wonder why, or then you start blaming the spouse, or you wonder to yourself, I don't understand what's going on or why. Well, I just say, take a look at yourself. What have you done to contribute to the breakdown of the relationship with your own child, brother, sister, or cousin? Don't keep trying to just blame the spouse and say they changed when they got with this person or this person made them this way. That person is a grown person. If you think somebody could come and magically make them do everything that they want, no, that's not being realistic to yourself. You are deceiving yourself to believe that. And if they did stop talking to you for their spouse, that was their decision. They had a decision to say, no, I won't stop talking to this person or that person, but they chose to continue to not speak to you, probably for good reasons.
Amen. Thank y'all so much. We appreciate y'all.
Oh, wait a minute. Right, because you're playing way too much. But just setting boundaries. What we mean by that, about setting boundaries, is letting people know up front. Don't wait no whole year or two like my husband did. When I had different issues for him to present to his family members, he waited, it blew up, and then first of all, what are you doing? Right, but wouldn't you agree? You would agree that somebody need to bring it up to their family member right away, not just it'll blow over. And then every time it's something else, it'll blow over. Sweeping everything under the rug. And now you want to go over there mad in a rage. Y'all did all of this stuff. You did this. And it's like, they looking at you like, well, we ain't know none of this. It's been 3 years and all of this stuff happened. Well, you should have already said something, sir. That's on you.
We should call this something. Maybe Eve's final, Eve final thought or Eve's gear last 2 cents. Call it something.
For real.
Call it something. I don't know. Don't call Eve's it something.
Eve's last 10 minutes of the video. Like.
All right. Last 10 minutes. We thank y'all so much. We love y'all and appreciate y'all. Man, y'all have a beautiful day,
yes.
A good night, a good morning. Man, God bless y'all.
I do want to end on something encouraging, though. Do you got something encouraging to say?
I ain't got nothing. It's going to be 30 minutes now. I'm done with the encouraging.
First of all, it's only 18
minutes. I hope y'all grasp this wisdom and it helps somebody. One person, two, three, four, 10,000. Hope it helps somebody. I pray it do. I hope that y'all can realize this before you get married, and have healthy communications, and don't just
ignore your spouse and how they feel, you know, with different things.
Right.
But we love y'all. It's Allen and Eve, and we
love y'all again. We just gonna keep saying we love y'all. We talk to y'all later. Bye.
Oh, I keep forgetting that.